This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thanks so much for tuning in to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, where we're always talking about how to live well, and sometimes we learn some new things. I learned a lot reading this book by Natasha Daniels. It's called Crushing OCD, a workbook for kids, and it's got over 50 interactive activities in this workbook. But I learned so much about OCD, and you might learn a little something about your thoughts, or perhaps you'll better understand somebody you love who has intrusive thoughts. They are not to be taken lightly, that's for sure. The author, Natasha, says this book is for caregivers. Think of it as a toolbox. And ideally, you'd use this workbook in conjunction with a therapist. The book is also for therapists to help them find practices that complement their work, especially with children. So Natasha explains that the average person has about 6,000 thoughts a day. And she says we barely notice many of these thoughts. They come, they get filtered out. But when you have OCD, thoughts that should easily go through that filter get stuck. So then your mind starts to notice these thoughts, and then it starts to examine these thoughts, and then it starts to give meaning to these thoughts. And again, all these thoughts should have just been filtered out. And the worst part is when we focus on these thoughts, more of them start to appear. These are intrusive thoughts. So everybody with OCD has the same filtering issue, but the thoughts that get stuck, well, they're different for every person. OCD itself is pretty common. One out of every 200 kids have it. That's about the same as the number of kids with diabetes. Natasha says people with OCD are often deep thinkers. They notice things other people don't. So this helps them to be super creative. They usually have a talent for coming up with new ideas and new creations. And they also tend to be really kind-hearted and thoughtful because they're aware of other people's emotions and they often care deeply about other people's feelings. So here are some examples of intrusive thoughts. If I touch that, I'll get sick. That doesn't look balanced or even. That makes me feel so disgusted. That just doesn't feel right. What if I accidentally hurt somebody? What if I'm actually lying? Did I lie? Did I cheat? Those are some intrusive thoughts, but sometimes people also get jammed feelings. Feeling grossed out, feeling that things aren't finished, feeling that things aren't just right, or over noticing their breathing, their blinking, their swallowing, their heartbeat. Sometimes images and songs can get stuck in their head too. Now, while people with OCD can have a zillion different intrusive OCD thoughts, there are typically only a few core fears or feelings at the bottom of it all. And those core fears are generally, what if I'm a bad person? Or what if I become a bad person? There's a fear of throwing up and a core fear of feeling that things just aren't right or finished or complete. There's another core feeling of just being completely disgusted or grossed out. And most people with OCD have a couple of core fears. But she advises us the worst thing we can do is try to rationalize it or engage with it in any way. What this workbook teaches, Crushing OCD, it teaches ways to turn the volume down on the intrusive thoughts. And she reminds everybody, you are not your OCD. It is not who you are. You are separate from it. It is just a filtering issue, and it can be managed. Natasha joins us next. You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Nissan of Yorktown Heights. 0% APR available on select new Nissans. 500 vehicles to choose from. Visit NissanofYorktownHeights.com.
This month, visit Nissan of Yorktown Heights. 0% APR available on select new Nissans. This month only, 500 vehicles to choose from. Find them online at NissanofYorktownHeights.com. 0% APR available on select new Nissans this month only. 500 vehicles to choose from at Nissan of Yorktown Heights. Find them online at NissanofYorktownHeights.com. Nissan of Yorktown Heights. You'll love this place.
Hello again, Casey here, Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Our guest, Natasha Daniels, the book, a workbook called Crushing OCD. The workbook is made for kids, but everybody can learn a ton from it. Natasha, I have to tell you, before I met you and your book, I never thought about kids having OCD.
Yeah, they do, and they get missed a lot. It can be tricky because OCD looks really different in each kid compared to other disorders. But I think one of the hallmarks is just kids doing repetitive behaviors or asking repetitive questions, and they're either nonsensical or they look like they're stuck and they're not able to kind of get past that. That would be kind of a hallmark of OCD.
How does it look different from anxiety?
It looks really different because anxiety, kids kind of ruminate, they're really anxious, and mostly they avoid. You know, I don't want to go to school, I don't want to go to bed by myself. It's a lot of avoidance, where with OCD, they have an intrusive thought, and then they have the need to do something or avoid something to get that brief relief, which is a compulsion. And so there's normally this compulsion component that they're getting stuck in a loop. And that's very different than anxiety.
Okay, so put me in a kid's head. Give me a for instance.
I'm going to give you one that is not as stereotypical so that people can see how OCD can look really different. You might have an intrusive thought. There's something called moral OCD or scrupulosity OCD where you have intrusive thoughts. You're a bad person. And so as a child, I might have intrusive thoughts and maybe I lied on my exam, or maybe I gossiped about my friend, and more than the typical child. And so the compulsion might be to ask my parent over and over again, am I a bad person? I think I cheated on my test. And the parent would say, well, why do you think you cheated? Oh, I'm not sure. What if I looked at the test? And so you're going around in this conversation and it's not going anywhere. That would actually be an example. And so it's hard to kind of see that as a parent.
Right. You might think, oh, my kid's just being a kid, being particular, cranky, being, you know, nudgy. And so then the child would do an action, say like, I don't know, snapping their fingers or brushing their teeth, whatever, to get away from that feeling that they were bad.
Yes. Sometimes the compulsion is to confess it to the parent. Or sometimes it's to say, I'm sorry, over and over and over again. Or they might need to avoid certain things that they feel would be a problem. It's different for each kid, and that's why I think it's missed a lot, because it could be pretty subtle.
What can parents do when they think they have a child that might have OCD?
I think the first thing is to educate themselves, because unfortunately, even in the mental health field, not a lot of people fully understand OCD in its true essence. So parents finding tools, going to the International OCD Foundation, like really tapping into what is OCD, especially if OCD runs in their family.
This book, Crushing OCD, a workbook for kids, Natasha Daniels, the author, I think any adult could pick this up and learn a ton.
That's my hope. I hope it's universal.
You've written it for children, but I have learned so much, especially here, OCD flavors. Tell us about that.
Yeah, OCD, I think part of why it's missed is it comes in so many different disguises. And so you can have intrusive thoughts about so many things. And so I call them flavors in the workbook, because it's all equated to ice cream. It's all cold and it all melts, but it looks different. It tastes different. So you can have harm OCD, where you're afraid you're going to harm yourself or other people. You can have symmetry OCD, where you need to balance things out. You can have just right OCD, where you need to do things until it feels just right. So many different flavors that can look really different, and not the stereotype that we think of when we think of OCD.
What happens if we don't notice OCD in kids and work to, I don't want to say correct it. I mean, can it ever be corrected? Let me ask a half question there. Can OCD ever be contained, tackled?
It can be managed. It can definitely be managed very well, where it's not significant in someone's life. But work has to be done in order for that to happen. It doesn't really typically happen naturally. And so doing therapeutic approaches to overcome it and make those intrusive thoughts insignificant in your brain so you can be able to function is possible for sure.
So I work with this guy, and every day he has to put the stapler in this one particular place.
Yeah.
I don't even think he uses the stapler, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But what is happening when somebody has that sort of a thing?
Well, and that might be a compulsion. If you moved it and he really got upset, that would definitely be a sign that it's possibly a compulsion. So that's just a symptom. It's a fever, right? It's hard to say why that's happening. It could be that he needs it to feel just right, and so it needs to have its spot. Or it could be magical thinking, where if the stapler is not in this spot I'm not going to be able to work today, or something bad's going to happen. So it's different themes. It could be different themes.
Tell everybody about Mr. O.
I do think it's helpful to personify OCD and externalize it. And so naming it can be really helpful. Even as adults, naming it can be helpful. And then you can team up together and say, I'm sorry, Mr. O is bothering you. We don't want to give in to Mr. O because Mr. O will grow bigger and stronger and bother you more. So it gives you language, and it also helps the child's self-esteem that this is a physiological condition that's separate from you, and we're going to name it so that we can work together to crush Mr. O.
What causes it?
I wish we knew that. that would be amazing. We can speculate there's certain things. There's a genetic component to it, so that is one aspect because it's very physiological. And then the rest is really up to discussion. I think research is still working on that.
Yeah. I have a friend, a very dear friend, and she is 77 years old, and she jogs for 3 hours every day in her house. She has to get her 3 hours of jogging in, and I said, you know, why every day 3 hours of jogging? And she said to me, OCD doesn't get better as you get older. It gets stronger as you get older. And she has a compulsion, I guess. Am I using the right word? To jog every morning for 3 hours.
Yeah, and that's rough when you're getting older. You know, that could be a physical issue.
Yeah. ERP. Tell me about ERP.
So ERP is a type of cognitive behavioral therapy. It stands for exposure response prevention. And that's really the evidence-based approach to tackle OCD, which is very different than other disorders. And it's like systematically exposing someone to their intrusive thoughts without them doing the compulsion so that they can learn how to sit in that discomfort. And that's super powerful.
Yeah. My goodness. It seems super powerful. And it seems like it could be really distressful, too, for the child.
Yeah. And that's why you have to do a lot of work before you jump into ERP. Even in my workbook, we don't even jump into ERP until like towards the end, because you want to educate them. You want them to realize how Mr. O gets fed. Your OCD grows. Like your neighbor who's jogging, she's growing her OCD every day. So when she's 80, she might have to do, 4 hours. It continues to grow. So if kids can understand that, and then you start off really, really small and collaborate with them, it actually could be a really motivating, empowering thing for them to learn to fight back.
We're talking to Natasha Daniels. Her book is Crushing OCD, a workbook for kids, but I think everybody on the planet should read it. What's the worst thing we can do to a child who has OCD? Like when we're ignorant and we don't know what's going on, what's the worst thing we can do?
The worst thing is we can partner with OCD and we can problem solve it as if it's a rational issue. So here, put gloves on if you are worried about germs. You know, here, let me check your food if you're worried about contamination. Let me answer your 5 gazillion questions that's going around in a circle. The more we cater to OCD, the bigger the OCD grows.
Wow, I'm having like explosions in my brain. I am, you know, my listeners are probably doing the same thing, just thinking of situations where they can handle things better. What's the best thing we can do when a child has OCD?
The best thing is to educate them on what OCD is. They don't feel like they're crazy. They don't feel like they don't have shame. And they know that scratching that itch and doing those compulsions is growing their OCD, so they can learn how to resist that. That will be key.
Why did you get into this field?
I don't even know. Well, mental health struggles ran in my family. So I grew up watching people struggle with mental health, but those were adults. And then they accidentally put me in internships with kids. And then I fell in love with kids. And so here I am.
I'm so glad you're here. And I'm so glad you're doing this, Natasha.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Where can we go for more information?
You can find all my work at atparentingsurvival.com.
Say that one more time.
Atparentingsurvival.com.
What does AT stand for?
Anxious Toddlers to Teens.
Atparentingsurvival.com.
Yep.
Okay. I just have to ask, you're based in Arizona, but you're not a New Yorker.
I am. I actually was born in New York.
Yeah, I can tell by the rapidness of your speech.
can?
Yes. I was going to say, man, I'm looking at your book. It says Arizona, but you talk like a New Yorker, girl.
Nobody says that. Oh, you can hear it.
I can hear it. I can hear it. The energy, and, you know, you know I'm going to keep up with it. Fantastic. Where did you come from, the city?
I was born in New York City, but raised in New Jersey.
You can't hide that kind of pedigree from me. Most metro area people have a particular energy and pace when I talk to them, and it's like playing a great tennis game. Not that I've ever played tennis, but you know that feeling of bam, 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 bam. That's how metro area people are. To me, sometimes. They don't slow down. They don't ease up. It's like driving on the sprain. You're just driving. You know what you're doing. Natasha Daniels, she for sure knows what she's doing, crushing OCD. And she has AT Parenting Survival School. That's an in-depth, on-demand, online video course on anxiety and OCD for parents, kids, and teens. Visit atparentingsurvival.com. Like she said, her website is full of resources for parents raising kids with anxiety and or OCD. Hi, it's Casey. You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. We're brought to you by Nissan of Yorktown Heights. So maybe while you were listening to Natasha, you thought of some people you know who may have OCD or intrusive thoughts. And I have to tell you, my husband has it a little bit. Maybe you do too. Like, he can't leave the house if he hears the water tank running. I think it's the water. I don't know. Like, you leave in the house, you visit the bathroom, you flush the toilet, and then he has to wait until he hears the water shut off. He's gonna hate that I told you that. But I've become, like, super patient with it. Like, okay. Got to stand here by the door until he hears whatever he needs to hear so we can leave the house peacefully. And he's got a few other little traits like that. And he's also one of the most creative people I have ever met in my entire life. He can actually think of things and build them. And my girlfriend with OCD that I talked about, she wouldn't mind me telling you that. And I don't know if she has any other compulsions. She only talks about the exercise, and I'm so grateful that she does. I'm grateful we can talk about it. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. We should be talking about everything. And did you hear about Miss USA? Miss USA Noelia Voigt resigned to focus on her mental health, and there could be a little more to this. Because the PR person for Miss USA also quit. She said it was a toxic work environment, and she said that toxic work environment was the reason Miss USA needed to focus on her mental health. And then there's even another layer to this because Miss USA, Noelia Voigt, put out a statement, a lovely statement about her stepping down to focus on her mental health. But online sleuths pointed out a coded message. If you take the first letter of each sentence in Miss USA's printed message, it spells out, "I am silenced." Isn't that something? So there's more to that story. But the point here is there was a time someone stepping down from a title to tend to their mental health would have seemed weird, strange. Today it seems like, oh, okay, good. Good on you. Get well. Get healthy. Get strong. Simone Biles gave us a great example of that when she dropped out of an Olympic event. So May, Mental Health Month, and I hope it means you'll make reservations this month to join us in June for a day of light at Graymore and in August for a weekend retreat at Merriandale. I'm also very happy to announce that Let It Shine is doing something this summer. Let It Shine is going to present free yoga. We partnered with Prana Moon Yoga, and we are sponsoring yoga classes every Sunday at 10 o'clock, June through September. Free. Outdoors at Verplank's Riverfront Park, 45 Riverview Avenue, Verplank. It's for all ages, it's for all bodies, and it's free. So plan on enhancing your health and happiness and peace of mind this summer thanks to Let It Shine, which, by the way, grew out of a little podcast called Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. We're brought to you today by Nissan of Yorktown Heights. 0% APR available on select new Nissans. 500 Nissans to choose from. Visit nissanofyorktownheights.com. We'll be back with our thought for the day right after this.
This month, visit Nissan of Yorktown Heights. 0% APR available on select new Nissans. This month only, 500 vehicles to choose from. Find them online at nissanofyorktownheights.com. 0% APR available on select new Nissans this month only. 500 vehicles to choose from at Nissan of Yorktown Heights. Find them online at NissanOfYorkTownHeights.com. Nissan of Yorktown Heights. You'll love this place.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for tuning in to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. I want to mention that I got a lot of feedback about last week's show with a young man named Matt, who found the healing he was praying for at Medjugorje. If you haven't heard that show, I invite you to find it wherever you listen to podcasts, or just Google Casey Shine On. The show was actually recorded on the National Day of Prayer, which was, I think, last Tuesday. And later that day, after Matt recorded the show with me, he got word that he was flying out to Utah almost immediately because he had applied and was accepted to be an extra on the TV show called The Chosen, which I haven't seen, but I understand it's a spiritual program. So you might want to look into that too. And if you get the opportunity to listen to the podcast I did with Matt, be sure to reach out to him on Instagram and he'll send you a copy of the story filled with pictures and diary entries. And if you're in need of a little inspiration or know someone who is, this may be just the perfect thing to read. Matt mentioned that he was putting this little booklet together. He didn't want to call it a book, but it may be one day. Could make a nice movie too. He mentioned he was putting the booklet together and he wanted to share his story. And he was a little bit concerned about paying for all the printing and the postage. And that's when I had a little divine guidance and I was able to say, oh, Let It Shine can pay for that. So last Thursday afternoon, I was able to stop by Matt's house and bring him a check from Let It Shine so he can get the first printings done and mailed. And if you did reach out to Matt on Instagram to get a copy of his story, if he didn't get back to you right away, that's because he's in Utah filming The Chosen. So this year, the National Day of Prayer was a big day for Matt. And he takes that as a sign that sharing his story was the right thing to do, because his healing journey to Medjugorje was actually a year ago. It was just such an honor to talk to him. So if you get the chance, if you didn't hear last week's show, I hope you'll give it a listen. It's always on my website, caseysplace.com, K-A-C-E-Y-S. place.com. And if you reach out to Matt on Instagram, it's NIEMINSKI, the letter M for Matt and the number one, Naminsky M1 on Instagram. Okay, now our thought for the day, and I think this is a first, I'm going to quote The Grateful Dead. The song is Ripple. The songwriters, Robert Hunter and Jerome Garcia. My husband is a big fan of The Grateful Dead, and I'm finally starting to see the light. So a thought for the day from the song Ripple, reach out your hand, if your cup be empty. If your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. Shine on. See you next week. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week. It's your time to shine on.